The tall sable's dark eyes flashed briefly.
I am used to death in my trade. Stay! Come no closer, Valea. My blade is longer than your poisoned toy.
The Sable Queen opened her paws to show she was unarmed.
I see you no longer call me Majesty. Remember, Svelte, I could have stolen up on you. The snake can strike swiftly, you know.
She began circling sideways, her paw reaching for the tiny dagger. Svelte's sword point followed her every move.
It would have to be a brave snake to take its chance with me. Remember, Valea, I am not some slow, thick-headed vermin. Now, do you wish to challenge me?
The Sable Queen knew she could not. She had witnessed Svelte the Shade's blade work. It was only the unsuspecting that she could take advantage of. She tried another tack.
It is foolish quarrelling amongst ourselves when we should be concentrating on recapturing those young ones and using them as a lever to defeat Redwall.
Svelte kept them menaced with his blade point. As she inched almost imperceptibly forward, he sneered.
The foolishness was in your ridiculous plan to take that abbey by stealing some babes. Well, I went along with it for a while, but no longer. Look around you, Valea. There are 200 warriors, armed and trained for battle. With me to command them, Redwall will be conquered by invasion. War is the only sure thing to decide a victory.
Raising his blade, he called to the Ravager army.
My warriors, are you with me?
That was when the Sable Queen made her move. Valea sprang at Svelte. Sidestepping her, he thrust a broadsword in a blaring flash. The point was protruding from the back of her cloak. The blade was withdrawn as fast as it had struck. Valea staggered, open-mouthed, clutching the regal purple cloak about her. She looked from the rapidly spreading stain on its silken folds to Svelte. Valea gasped in a halting voice.
You have slain a queen.
She toppled forward, face down on the stream bank. Svelte placed a footpaw on his fallen foe.
Now let us conquer the Abbey of Redwall.
Spears, blades and various weapons were raised as the vermin horde yelled aloud.
Svelte! Svelte! Svelte the Shade!
A smile of triumph lit up the tall sable's saturnine features. He raised the broadsword, intending to behead the Sable Queen, but halted as he felt some beast tugging at his cloak. It was the ferret, Gliv.
"'Twould be a bad omen to cross it again, Lord. Let me bury this so-called Sable Queen here on the bank. I'll bury her deep, where worms will feed on her carcass. 'Tis all she deserves. Valea, ruler of worms, beetles and insects, she can feed her subjects."
The tall sable stayed his sword paw.
"Aye, Gliv. We'll never know how many of them she can kill with her little poisoned dagger. Bury her where the earth is cold and damp."
Logalog Django and Axel Sternclaw, along with their patrols, sat with their footpaws in the cooling stream water outside the waterfall's home. Mumsy bustled about replenishing their platters with weighty portions of her damson and apple turnover. She shook her head sadly.
"And you didn't find any of those little ones out there? Sure, I wonder where the poor babbies have got to."
Django washed the turnover down with some elderflower cordial.
"We ain't found them yet, ma'am. But soon as we've fed our faces and cooled our paws, we'll be off looking for them again. You can take my word for that."
Axel was already up and alert, testing his wounded limb.
"Here, this stream water be's gurtly cooling. My old foot paws ready to go again, ma'am."
"Ahoy the camp! Friends coming in."
Django shielded his eyes, peering to where the shout had come from.
"It's Buckler and his crew. Looks like they ain't had much luck either, though they're coming pretty fast."
Buckler and his followers were breathing heavily. Django moved along the bankside.
"Looks like you've been covering some ground, mate. Here, sit down and cool your paws. Try some of Miss Mumsy's victuals. She can bake a fair old turnover."